weekdays from 6.
Now, with everyone in self-isolation, we love to check in on our mates and see how they're going. So we are now crossing to the home of Dil Rook. Dil, are you there?
I am indeed. I feel like the timing of this check-in could not be more linked to my video from yesterday. Hey.
you know what, Dil? Having watched you shave off your hair, we just want to know, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm starting my own hashtag called Dil, are you okay? Like, it's like Dil Rook, are you okay day? But it's still Rock Day. And no, I find it really funny because the idea that people think that it might have been maybe a bit of a mental breakdown, because that means I had the breakdown, decided to film it and then edit it and add music to it and everything. Like, there was a whole process of it. No, the truth is, to put people's minds at ease, is actually I used to do this every 2 years anyway. Back in the day, I used to give it a good scalping, and in my head, at least, it sort of comes back really luscious. But because things have been a bit good for me in terms of TV and stuff, I haven't got that opportunity to able to shave it. And as soon as my tour got cancelled, I decided to do it. But I knew people are going to get worried, so I had to call up my family, my manager, and my therapist and give them the heads up.
It's
going to go down soon. Just chill, relax. It's all good.
Hey, Dil, the thing that got me, mate, was you shaved your face first. I don't think you've grown a hair on your face in 10 years, have you?
That's
as smooth as a baby's bum.
You know what? You just regress me back to a 15-year-old Dil Rook who didn't get facial hair for so long and all his mates had beards. I mean, to be honest, I've been regressing to my teenage years for different reasons as well. Let's just say isolation with dating apps is not good.
Now, mate, I actually, I think it might have been a week ago, just joined your Insta Live. I've been trying to join a lot of celebrities Insta Live, like Bieber, Cyrus, Robbie Williams, getting no traction. I've been writing little comments, and you're the first person to actually acknowledge that I was on. So thank you for that. I think you're talking to a mate in India.
So I was my brother who lives in India. I was there chatting to him. Yeah. And you know what? You actually are you're a bit of a meme in my family at the moment, Fev. I don't know even if you remember, but when I hosted the start of the year, you sent a Fifi a voicemail about how you had enough about Meghan Markle. Line was, you know, enough's enough. Come on.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So my brother and I keep saying that to each other now. Whenever if we go too far off on like a riff, if we're trying to joke too much, when we're trying to be serious, one of us will go, all right, enough's enough. Come on.
We actually ended up doing an entire segment called Enough is Enough. Come on, Dil Rook, after you left.
You
so it's really so taken off. Yeah, no, well done.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a meme now in the Jaisinghe household.
Now, Dil, you just did mention dating apps are quite difficult in isolation. What, like, how does it, is it, how is that working at the moment? Are you doing, like,
Skype
dates?
It doesn't work.
Just doesn't.
Playing roulette.
There's a lot of messages. Let's just, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like maybe the next step would be like a Skype or a Instagram, you know, like video or something like that.
No, there's a site, really. Dil, there's a site for you, mate. I think it's called, what's it? Roulette? Roulette?
No, Chat Roulette.
Chat Roulette, get on that.
Chat Roulette, yeah, no, but there's actually an app called House Party, which apparently is really fun, where you can then basically play games and stuff like that. Yeah, but
Chat Roulette, it's not really games.
Chat Roulette, don't they keep switching you between different people?
Yeah,
you get to choose. It's like Tinder, but it's live.
Oh, you get swiped on. Oh my god,
it's very 2005 too.
It's quite an old school reference.
This has got to be the worst time to be single. Like, you know, there's a lot of problems happening around the world for sure. I'm not saying mine are worse than anyone else, but as a single man who took pride in being single, man, I'm hating it.
By the way, Dil,
I'm craving a handshake these days. Give me a high five.
We're going to be watching Dil. He'll obviously be on the show again before this happens, but we just want to get it out there because he's one of our favourite comics. He obviously did fill in for Fev when Fev was away. He's got his Amazon stand-up special called Bundle of Joy. Now, that's going to be available from the 24th of April on Amazon Prime. And we're told the people who don't have Amazon Prime, you know, you've run out of Netflix stuff to watch. You just get Amazon Prime. It's another whole world of stuff.
Yeah.
And you'll be on there.
I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say this, but I think there's a 30-day free trial. So just, you know.
There is. Hey, Dil, don't worry. There's a 30-day free trial, but they get your credit card when you sign up.
Oh! Anyway, thanks, Dil.
Mate, thank you, legend.
101.9 The Fox.
Bev, you have been ripped off. You, my friend, have to start patenting ideas you come up with because...
God, tell me about it.
How's this for a big announcement? Married at First Sight producers are apparently casting celebrities for next year's season. Now, this is according to some leaked texts from relationship expert John Aiken. So some of his text messages somehow got leaked, and they're suggesting that they're now looking for celebrities to cast. And remember, I'm going to say this might have been 6 weeks ago. It was while we were chowing down in Chinatown.
Remember, things have taken turns since then.
Fun morning where we have said, everyone, come to Chinatown.
Everyone, come to Chinatown.
God. Gather in mass.
That's when we were talking about coronavirus anxiety.
Yeah, God.
Then this happened. Anyway, you said this, Fev.
I reckon next year they should do a celebrity maths. Imagine Shane Warne standing at the altar, big Warne dog, and then Fifi Box walks down the aisle. You laugh, Fiona, you laugh, but this could happen.
Oh, look, I love Warnie.
This could happen, Fifi and Shane Warne.
No. Look, Warnie and I are mates, and that's what's great about mates. You don't marry your mate. Oh, actually, a lot of people do marry their mates.
They do marry their mates. That's what happens. There's a connection. What happens is you go, all these celebrities, you get them all around Australia, the big dogs of Australia.
Okay, let's name them. Who are your big single big dogs? Who are you going to pop in
there? There's no bigger dog than Shane Warne as a single man.
I agree.
There's no
Warnie,
bigger dog. He's
okay, so
the
Warnie's
bachelor.
Cast.
And then there's no bigger dog than the old newsroom reporter, the cash cow, the radio queen, Fiona Box. Imagine them two getting married on air.
They've both got mansions.
They're both either side of the river. This would be amazing.
Surely there's some other single celebrities. Who else can we pop in there? Dr. Chris Brown?
Dr. Chris Brown will be in it.
We spoke to our mate Dil before. Pop Dil in there. He'll have some fun.
You can't pick your calendar, mate. You can't pick all your little black book names. You've got to reach out. But wouldn't this be an amazing show? If this happens, oh, God, I'll be all over this.
So, Fief, put yourself there. You're at the altar on Celebrity Maths.
Mm-hmm. We'll be there.
Give us your best scenario and your worst scenario. There. Okay, so worst scenario, if you turn around, it is, what would be the worst one?
Oh, gee.
Shane Warne.
No, Shane Warne would be one. I'd love to be married to Shane Warne. That's fine.
It's a headline.
There we go. Dr. Chris Brown.
Don't worry about the other question.
Of course. Absolutely. I'd take him too. I'll be polygamous. How many husbands do I get?
Luke McGregor.
Yes, I love Luke. He's beautiful. I'd love to marry Luke too. You're not going to catch me. You know what you're trying to do. It's not going to happen.
You're listening to Highlights of Fifi, Bev and Byron on 101.9 The Fox. To hear the whole show, subscribe to the Daily Catch-Up podcast, exclusive to the Fox app.
If you're a tradie and you're good at karaoke, call us now for Tradioke.
We do this every Tuesday, guys, and the most talented singing tradie always wins a great prize. No exception this week. $250 worth of Coles Express quality coffee. Quick, that is a great prize.
Yes, Sam from Altona Meadows.
Hey, how are you? Good, you're a steel fixer. Yeah, how you guys?
Yeah, great. Sammy, what are you going to perform for us?
Just a bit of the weekend, Blinding Lights.
Here he goes. He sings quite high the weekend. This will be a challenge.
Yeah, I got the lift yesterday, so we're sweet.
Okay, awesome, Sam. Off you go.
I don't know what happened there.
Got the what?
Oh, you guys ready?
Yep.
I've been trying to call... I've been on my own for long enough. Maybe you could show me how to love. Maybe I'm going through withdrawals. You don't even have to do too much. You could turn me on with just a touch. Maybe I look around and since city's cold and empty, no one's around to judge me. I can see clearly when you're gone. On. I said, ooh. I'm blinded by the lights. That's all I got.
No, that was amazing.
That was amazing.
That was sensational.
If he in any way looked like The Weeknd, you know how those pub acts that do covers? He could go out and do like a weekend cover tribute show. That was unbelievable.
So good.
Thanks,
wow.
I believed that that was The Weeknd.
Wow.
That was, wow. Damien Concreter from Geelong. Hey, Damo.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, good. What are you going to sing for us?
I'm going to sing Fev's favourite because he's a legend and he's a great father, The Horses.
Oh,
and you know, just as Damien was giving Fev a bit of love, saying he's a great father, Fev currently in isolation in the bedroom there with Toby Favola on his lap. Look at that.
Yeah, she's getting around the horses.
There we go.
All ready?
Have a sing.
Yeah, mate.
That's the way it's going to be, little darling. We'll go out in our new houses. Yeah, yeah. Way up in the sky, little darling. And here you fall, I pick you up. I pick you up. There you go.
Oh,
nice
bang.
Work.
How good was that?
That was
even
great.
Toby clap boxing.
Two excellent singers already this morning. Amazing. Thanks, Damo. And now Ruby in Frankston, a chippy. Hey, Ruby.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, good, Ruby. We've got two cracking performances under the belt. What are you going to sing for us?
I'm going to sing one of my favourite songs, Hall & Oates, Man Eater.
Oh. This has got a bit of the DJ Shergs at the Lame Duck about it, this one.
Ooh, okay, yeah. Off you go, Ruby.
All right, thanks. She'll only come out at night, lean and hungry tight. Nothing to do, I've seen her here before. Watching and waiting, oh, she's sitting with you. Her eyes are on the door. Whoa, here she comes. Watch out, boy, she'll chew you up. Whoa, here she comes. She's a man-eater. That's it.
Oh, well done, Ruby. Nice job.
Wow, Boxy. Wow. That was three amazing singers there. God, this is tough because Damo from Geelong did sing one of my favourite songs, Boxy. What do you reckon? Who do you like?
Look, I like
Sam, but I just really wanted to give it to Damo because he sung my song. But Sam was amazing from The Weeknd.
It was like The Weeknd.
I think it was The Weeknd.
Really challenging song.
$250, brother. Cole.
Thank you. Thanks,
Steve. He's unbelievable. Stick around, Sam. You might have a future there as The Weeknd. Sam, he's also won the $250 worth of Coles Express coffee. A lot of quality coffee. Quick, a $250 voucher for Coles Express. Tradie Oakey will be back next Tuesday right here on The Fox. We are
sorry
waiting.
Sorry to Damo. I feel bad.
You're sorry for Damo?
Yeah, it was really good.
And he's hung up, so that's a little bit awkward.
101.9 The Fox.
Yes, and we're checking in on celebs in ISO to see how they're going. And we are now crossing to Sydney Manly, where we've got Dean Wells. Hey, Dean, how are you?
Hey, guys, I'm pretty good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, Dean, we're getting there. We're all we're getting through this. We're all optimistic. End is nigh. We'll get through it. Now, speaking of Dean, you're in Manly. I tell you what, Manly's got a lot of press over the last few days. Yeah, are you one of the many people who flock to the beach and the sidewalks and flout all the social distancing rules? Well,
no, not at all. Like I live right next to that beach and that sidewalk. I'm looking at it right now, and I've been one monitoring it and trying to stop those idiots from going there and congregating like that. But I don't think it's as bad as the press made it out to be. Like some of those photos they took from a certain angle where it looks like everyone's right next to each other, but it's not actually quite that bad.
I also like the idea of Dean from Mass being a bit of a vigilante and just monitoring Manly
Citizens
Beach.
Citizens arrest.
I get up in the morning and I'm furious. I'm like, I'm taking photos and filming people out my window and like, I feel like yelling at them like, "Oi, what are you doing? Why are you hanging out with that person?" But I haven't quite gone that far yet.
What about Dean? Are you fresh from Dancing with the Stars, by the way, well done. I mean, even though you went out the first week, but still, you danced.
Second week,
you're right. Sec, you got two dances under your belt.
But I was the first to leave, yes, you're right.
Yeah, about to say, no one gets voted out after the first week.
No. Are you still dancing in ISO?
I'm trying to stay fit. It's hard to dance without a dance partner, and especially Alex, my partner from the show, she's such a good teacher. I'm like, oh, I'm never going to get that good a teacher, so I've pretty much given up the dancing for now.
Dino, speaking about dance partners, mate, now a little birdie told me, a friend of a friend, that you may have a little dance partner. Well, you might be a bit standoffish at the moment, but someone's after you. Stacey from MAFS this year. Is there a little bit of a connection there? You've been hitting each other up on...
We talk a little bit. I met her out at an event, and I think...
Did you pass her?
No, I did not pass her at this particular event. And I think, you know, I can empathize with some of the stuff that she's going through. So, yeah, we talk a little bit here and there, yeah. Ooh, that's all I can say about that at the moment.
Hang on, he didn't pass her.
Okay, okay,
hang on.
Just gloss over that.
No, no, he didn't pass her at that event. So,
what event did you pass her at?
Nothing's happening there.
Don't lie to us, Dino.
That was good. Wow,
mate, we're all in isolation. We need something. We need something good.
Oh, there's plenty of stuff happening, just not in that particular ballpark. But look, all the MAFS people this year, I didn't really watch the show until I watched the last episode, and I thought it was pretty entertaining, and I wish them all the best is all I can tell you.
Now, Dean, how do you guys, like, you're obviously not your season, but how do all you guys end up hanging out together?
Good question. I think it's like you end up at the same events as each other, for one, but it's, you know, it sounds cliched, but it's just an experience that no one else really understands unless you've gone through it. It's such a bizarre, intense, crazy thing. So I got added into a chat group with a bunch of this season's MAFS by... Wow. Someone else. And so I'm kind of friends with a bunch of them.
Ooh. Any good stuff on that chat?
Oh, my God. You have no idea. A lot of good stuff on that chat. Plenty
Give
going on.
Give us one good one.
Fair. Give us one good one.
Well, okay. I don't know. Like, Stacey and Mike Gunner from last season got into a bit of a stoush because Mike sort of said on his live Instagram that he didn't believe Stacey. But then him and Stacey were supposed to be friends, and then that kind of blew up into a big thing, and then Stacey kind of left that chat group, and there's all kinds of stuff going on.
And then you gave her a shoulder to cry on.
And I was like, look, you know, I'm here for you, Stacey. I'm here for you. Nah, I'm just kidding.
Oh,
you did so.
Not sure if he is kidding.
Dean, oh, wow. are you in ISO by yourself?
Yeah, I live by myself. Yeah, but I run my business, our wine brand, Little Ripples, is still kicking along despite all the pain and suffering going on, but we're trying to stay positive. So I live by myself, but I share an office with my business partner, which is like right near where I live in Manly. So we're still kicking along.
Good on you, mate. We need to get Fev into that WhatsApp group. Fev, you need to infiltrate that.
I mean, if I was in that WhatsApp group, I've got better stories than half of them, I reckon.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, good on you, Dean. And, like, you've been a good sport here. So make sure you get around his wines as well. He's doing that as well. So
what's it called? The Ripple?
Yeah, give it a plug.
It's littleripples.co. And for every bottle of wine that we sell, we give away 1 year of clean water to one person in a developing country. It's really good wines. Check it out, and I have to send you guys some bottles.
Jeez, good on you, mate. Well, no, we'll pay for those. I mean, we're not looking for a freebie, but although Fev's not afraid of it. At Little Ripple Wines on Insta. Dean Wells joining us this morning.
Stacey on... for us, Dino.
Awesome, guys. Thanks for
you, mate.
You're listening to edited highlights of Fifi, Feb and Byron on 101.9 The Fox. To get the whole show, subscribe to the Daily Catch Up podcast, exclusive to the Fox app.
Yes, and as you know by now, we are getting all these care packs out to people in the community who are isolated, maybe don't have family and friends on hand, living alone, and we get those care packs out, and then we like to check in on them. So we last week or the week before, we sent a care pack out to Christine and Cockatoo. Let's have a listen. What we are sending you a care pack. You've got everything in there. Don't you worry about it. We've got the toilet paper, hand sanitizer. We've got soup. We've even got a deck of cards.
Look, and I can gamble with myself and win for the first time in my life.
Can we send her a bottle of alcohol and then call her back?
Oh, my God. I know that'd be good. Then I could open the bottle of alcohol, then play cards and win twice.
Oh, now we want to cross over to Cockatoo and check in on Christine. Hi, Christine.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you going, Christine? How's isolation working out for you?
Well, I've finished isolation. I've finished my home detention, and I'm now allowed out with a bracelet on my ankle.
so that has nothing to do with coronavirus. That was just some other issue.
Yeah. So, you know, down to the supermarket, that's been fun. I can get toilet rolls. We get two in a packet. They're just loose in a clear packet. By next week, we'll have to have a password out the back, but we're getting two toilet rolls, so that's been good.
How was your care pack?
Oh, the care pack was good. That was terrific. You know, lots of fruit and veggies. A couple of things worried me. Well, didn't worry. I got a Travel Connect pack, which that was fabulous, except the kids tell me you're supposed to have red and yellow discs. I got all yellow ones. Does that mean I'm playing with myself? What's happening there?
That's so funny. Oh, like a Travel Connect 4.
Yeah, well, it was Connect Me and Me. I'm all yellow discs.
Let's have a look at those. Thanks for the feedback on those.
That's really good. It'll keep you busy all game, eh? Trying to win.
Have you done any knitting?
Oh, well, look, I'm trying to get the grandies, you know. I've probably got a couple that'll do the jumper. It's the booties that are the problem. You know, trying to get somebody to do the booties to match. But
how did the bottle of wine go?
I didn't. I haven't seen a bottle of wine, mate. If I'd seen it, I'd let you know. Certainly half the neighbourhood would as well.
Best we didn't.
Oh, but the funniest thing, I suppose, for me was I didn't realise, like, at the care package came, oh, that was great, you know. But the guy gets out the car and he's lovely, except he wants to take a video and I'm all dressed, right, in the tailor-made baggy trackies with the stretched knees and, you know, going to get the matching Winnie, you know, dressed to kill I was, ready for a haircut, couldn't get one of those. And he took a video and went on your TV thing. So here I am, this glamorous little model in the driveway, in the Dress to Kill outfit. And looking good, mate.
Can we put that back up, please, guys? It was clearly in our Insta story feed. Can we make sure we get that back up of Christine, seeing she was looking so good?
I think Christine's just absolutely stunning. And she just ready, dressed to kill, as I said. You know, it's not everywhere you can wear your tailor-made baggy trackies.
Christine, we think you're wonderful.
You're the best.
We think you're so fun. We love checking in with you. And as Byron said, which you would probably hate, I think we're going to put that back up on our Instagram, which is probably the last thing Christine wants.
Oh, how nice. Like, I was thinking of maybe an afro perm or a little trim or something might have been.
You'd be the queen of cockatoo. Don't worry about that.
The afro with a bow in the front. Let's go for it.
Absolutely. The perm. Certainly a perm would be a great one there. So that's Christine in cockatoo.
I'd love a house party with Christine. Imagine having a house party.
Are you on the house party or the Zoom at the moment at all, Christine?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Well, if she was, Fev certainly would have been involved. There we go, Christine. She's got herself a care pack. Thanks to all the companies who've helped us build the care pack, including Who Gives a Crap toilet paper. Did you get that one in there, the Who Gives a Crap?
Oh, hey, as I said, you know, hey, doing up here, I've got toilet paper. You know, it's a bit like living in an Irish family. If you had 12 kids, it's wash your hands and the toilet paper to reuse it.
There we go. Thank you, Christine.
Glad you asked.
Good on you. Christine and Cockatoo there on the Fox.
Weekdays from 6:00.